If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. And here's a question for you. What's the legacy that you want to leave and why? I was just listening to a podcast the other day and the podcast host was introducing their guest. And it went off and he says, and he did this, and he did this, and he did this, and he did this, and he was amazing here. He did this, that, the other thing. He says, and then the guest goes up and says, wait a second, am I dead? And it broke the ice really well. But you sit there and say, okay, how do you want people to talk about me when I'm dead? You know, what do you want people to say at my funeral? What do you want people to say at my wake? What do you want people to do that? Okay, let's live that life now. We need to build towards our future. We need to live the life that we want people to sit there and say, hey, Ben was a great guy because, Sia was an amazing woman because, and they did these incredible things along their lives and they touched me this way and I was in real trouble and Sia reached out and did da-da-da-da-da-da and building those stories. And it's not to have those stories told, but it's to be that person that those stories are told about. It's about being human and humane in sometimes in an inhumane world and leaving the world a little bit better than we found it. So, Sia, let's gnaw on this.
You know, the reason why I went into this whole business was because I was doing genealogy, and I realized very quickly, after your great-grandparents, you just become a name, birth date, and death date, and nothing more. And
true.
And there might be records about you paying taxes, you know, in this county. It's like marriage certificate. I mean, it's sad. It's sad because we have a huge, huge long history of people loving, hating, you know, high-fiving each other, whatever, you know, being sarcastic, not being sarcastic, being introvert, not whatever. And what I realize is we now live in a day and age where we can record our likeness, record our voices, which is dying right now. I apologize, guys. I'm trying to get over this cough. And now I didn't procreate, so I'm done. Like, after I go, I ain't going to have no direct line, you know, be like, hey, what was Sia like, right? But we're now forever remembered in online, right? So if there is ever a great niece and nephew, grand, great, whatever, they can go like, oh, yeah, what happened to that one, right? Oh, now we know why she didn't procreate. Probably a good idea. You know what I mean? But that's why we're doing this, is because we are creating our own legacy. We are creating a who we are, what makes us passionate, why our community that we surround ourselves with, our tribe, why we're thriving together. And I think that's why I'm encouraged to help people articulate that for themselves. So yes, what you're developing now is your reputation, right? And yeah, I guess writing your obituary, having it read in front of you, which is hilarious, of all your accomplishments is crazy. But at the end of the day, even your accomplishments is not what's going to get remembered. It's going to be how people, you know, felt around you. That's what they're going to remember, right? And I think that's the incredibly important part. So can I just pause a moment right here? Cut.
Sure.
You're moving off center. Move to your left. There. Yeah. Now you're centered. Okay.
Yeah. The chair keeps slipping on the thing behind it.
Well, actually, you know, you might be centered. Hold on. All right. Yeah. Go back to the right. My bad. There. Yeah. You're fine. Sorry about that. I interrupted. I shouldn't have. You were centered. All right. Okay. And we're bringing it back. So yeah, Ben, That's where my brain's at. That's where.
I love the fact that you talk about what we do as a form of legacy building. You're absolutely right. I have a friend of mine. What he does all day, every day, is he interviews families and records parents, grandparents, great grandparents, mm-hmm. as a gift to be able to sit there and say, okay, tell me about your life. I mean, I'm really sorry this didn't happen. And I really wish that it had. We had the opportunity for the 80th anniversary D-Day to get involved with doing a podcast product where we were going to sail across with the veterans of World War II to England, cross across to France, and then end up in Normandy. And unfortunately, we just couldn't get the budgetary thing. This thing was already done. It was already committed. Just adding that extra, you know, dollars that was going to take in order to put this piece of the puzzle together, just we couldn't raise that kind of money fast enough to be able to do it. But to be able on the ships going across on the 80th anniversary and podcasting and telling the story of, you know, these people in their 90s and hundreds of what they were like when they were 18, 19, 20 years old, would have been an incredible thing. And we need to be able to be curious about the stories of others. And that's what podcasting is all about. It's not about ego. It's not about, look how wonderful I am. It's about storytelling, and it's about creating impact. And it's about enabling people to have insights into things that they normally wouldn't either think about, or something that they wouldn't do, or something they may never experience. And having those stories that are in a digital format that are metadated and, you know, and searchable forever, you know, whether it be at AI or Google or whatever, is an incredible thing because it enables ideas to spread.
Yes.
It enables philosophies to be, you know, expanded and ideas to be ruminated on. And all sorts of different things to be able to either know the history of people, which I love, or just sitting there going, okay, where are we going? Okay, this is where we are. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts right now on communication and AI and talking to these people that are way smarter than I am and listening to their thought process of where AI was 10 years ago, where it is today, and where it may go. And, you know, some of their predictions may be right. Some of their predictions may be wrong, but it's the thought process of sitting there going, okay, let's expand this and let's think, you know, non-linearly and see what we can come up with and what we can extrapolate. And that's what podcasting enables us to do. And whether it was blogging 20 years ago or podcast today or people that post regularly on social media, whatever, what we're doing is we're sharing our ideas with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a powerful thing to do, because when we do that, it's not about, look how wonderful I am. It's look at, here's a gift for you to be able to make your life a little bit better. And I'm hoping that's what we're doing with Gnaw on This. That was the original philosophy behind Gnaw on This, is to give people 15-minute nuggets long enough that there's something tangible there, short enough that it's something that they can digest in one big bite, and let them go off and spend their day or their week or their month and be able to make their lives a little bit better. And I hope that people take this idea and use a medium that they're comfortable with and do it for themselves with others, because it's, you know, the more we share, the more we uplift, the more we expand, the more we have a brighter future.
I'm right there with you, man. Look, here's what I think also encourages me on this conversation. We're humans. We've existed for millennia, right? And as humans, we're fallible. We're going to have certain behaviors as humans that we're going to make mistakes consistently because we're human. And I believe very firmly that if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And I think there's a lot of ways here, because we're business focused. We're business focused, but I think a lot of the concepts that we talk about is applicable to our own personal lives as well. And I think that is why you know, when we're working and we're communicating with our teammates, our colleagues, our management, our spouses, our children, moms and dads, you know, everyone's going to have a certain memory of what they view you as. And wouldn't it be lovely in a professional context that they say, hey, I've learned a lot from Ben because X, Y, Z, right? You know, Ben's a whippersnapper, but you know what? He's a whippersnapper because of X, right? I think mm-hmm. that's what maybe when we're thinking about increasing our communication connection with one another in everyday life, at work particularly, we think about, is my communication going to add to my legacy or take away from it? I think that would probably help evolve maybe more meaningful relationship conversations, maybe lessen the bickering.
Hopefully.
Right? I think there's maybe, I'm loving the way we're kind of shifting this conversation, because I think when you're in the thick of projects with your colleagues, we can get terse with one another, or we can mm-hmm. overthink, or we can start thinking negatively of like, why is so-and-so being so lazy, or what's their deal or whatever, and not realizing, wait a minute, maybe not think of it that way. Maybe it's thinking of, hey, I wonder, is something going on? Right?
Well, it's that Simon Sinek. It says, where a boss comes up to you and says, hey, listen, you've been late 3 days in a row. If you're late tomorrow, I'm going to have to write you up. A leader comes up to you and says, hey, you've been late 3 days in a row. Is everything okay? And that's a mind shift, you know, difference. It's just like, one is about you, one is about them.
Yes. And who doesn't want to leave a legacy? Who wants to leave a legacy of like, I'm the best?
You know what? Sooner or later, we're all going to be dust.
Mm. Oh,
and that's just it.
We're in the wind.
We are just going to be dust, and that's okay. The people that will live forever are those who shared ideas, and shared ideas big enough to spread.
Who wants to live forever?
That was a great movie. That was...
I'm sorry. I'm starting to lose it a little bit.
There can be only one. And if you're too young to understand that comment, look it up.
Yeah. Stop it. Okay. I think we should land this plane, because I do think, I feel like we keep talking about it, but audience, what is your legacy? Why do you behave the way you do? What is it that you want to leave behind with your colleagues, with your family, with your friends? And what are you doing about it to encourage people to come to that conclusion about you? I'd really like to know, because just saying I want to live forever doesn't mean you're going to live forever. You better have done work behind it. So I'd like to know what the work is that people are doing, so maybe I can learn it and take a cue to maybe enhance that. I would love to see that.
And I think that that's a great place to land this plane, because we all can get better. We can all live a better life. We can all be better to each other. We can all, you know, be more impactful. The choice is ours. The choice is of ours, whether we live a life that's about ourselves or our life about how do we help others be successful. And that's how you will be remembered. And that's okay. And it's up to you to decide which way you want to go. So I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at IamBenBaker.com or me at BrilliantBeanMedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.